You're listening to Here and Now. 100 years ago tomorrow, a movie theater opened in downtown Champaign. Originally called The Park, it is now known as the Art Theater Co-op. In honor of this centennial, there is a new book celebrating its history. It's titled The Art Theater, Playing Movies for 100 Years. It's by Perry C. Morris, Joseph Muskin, and Audrey Wells. And I have two of those authors in the studio with me right now, Perry Morris and Audrey Wells. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell me about this opening day at the Park Theater 100 years ago. What did they show? What were the crowds like? Just give us a picture of what it was like 100 years ago. I mean, I know you weren't there personally, but from the accounts that you found, what was it like?
There were big crowds. The theater then seated 600 people at a time, and they had four showings and still had to turn people away. The feature film for the evening was The Veteran, story about a Civil War veteran. There was also an educational piece called The Milk We Drink. There was
a Fatty Arbuckle short.
A little bit of comedy. So how did the Park Theater come to be itself? I mean, who put the money down to build this theater, and you know, what was their motivation? Was it just to have a movie theater or what?
Isaac Kuhn, who many people will recognize the name from the Kuhn's department store, was the man that financed it. He built the theater and actually owned it for several years, but he did not have anything to do with the operations. Bert Cooper was a gentleman, local gentleman, whose idea it was to start the theater. And he ran it for a few years and then went off to Hollywood.
And this was the first movie theater in Champaign, is that correct?
It was the first purpose-built movie theater.
Okay, so other things, they showed movies in other places, but this was an actual built as a movie place.
Right.
Okay. Now, the theater has gone through a lot of incarnations, a few different names. Kind of give us a brief sketch of that history of the different art incarnations of what we now know as the Art Theater.
Well, it was the Park Theater for many, many years. First that we had the Mr. Cooper operated it. Then we had Charlie Pyle was an owner for a while. And many people associate him with the Virginia, but he also had his hand in the Park Theater and in the Rialto. Then we go to the Alger brothers, who had it for a long time. They also had the Princess in Urbana, and they were the ones that built the co-ed on campus.
In the 1950s, the Algers sold the park. A lot of theaters were going out of business, mainly because of
television, right.
Competition from television. And an enterprising businessman out of Ohio, Lewis K. Scher, bought it. He was buying up a number of these single-screen theaters around the country and changing them, even changing the name, as he did here, into what is known as an art house cinema.
Which played a lot of, I'm guessing, European films, because those were big in the 50s.
That's right. It was an international fair, mostly coming out of Europe, but also some out of, well, Great Britain and out of Japan.
Okay, and then from there on?
Well, under the Art Theater Guild, it went through a lot of changes. And in the late 60s, as the culture changed, some of the movie fair changed into what we might recognize as softcore pornography. And by 1970, the other theaters were really cutting into the market because the American independent movies were on the rise. And so our art theater, along with many of the other Art Theater Guild places, went to adults-only movies. The Illini was also owned by the Art Theater Guild, and it became an adults-only theater. And it stayed that way until VCRs put those theaters out of business in the middle of the 1980s. And fortunately, John Manley and his friend Tom Angelica bought the movie theater, and Ron Eppel, who was on campus showing films, programmed. They turned it back into an art house and then changed the name to the New Art Theater to let the community know it was back to its earlier purpose. They kept the Angelica alone, kept the theater running until 2003 when, the building is sold in 2001, I think. And in 2003, Greg Boardman, who had the Lorraine Theater in Hoopston, he buys it and runs it until 2010 when Sanford Hess takes over, and then we have the co-op in 2012.
Which is what it is now.
That's right.
And the stuff that is shown now is sort of a mix between the independent films and the art films, and then I know that they do a lot of sort of cult films on the weekends, too, which is actually quite fun. Well, it seems through this history that the art theater has survived even when other theaters didn't around them and they changed. How do you think a place like the Art Theater survives in this era of the IMAX, the multiplexes, you know, the 3D movies, the Netflix? How do you think a place like this survives?
Well, we'd be foolish to say that it doesn't have a struggle. But one of the wonderful ways this theater survives is that it has a community that loves it. And certainly the older generation and increasingly the younger generation is coming to learn how wonderful it is to sit in the dark with the big screen and with other people around you to watch. That certainly helps a lot. And there are a lot of new filmmakers, a lot of local filmmakers, and they are finding their hometown screen right there at the Art.
So you guys are part of this centennial celebration. Tell us what's going on, what the Art is doing to celebrate.
There's two evenings of retrospective of silent films with new scores by the Andrew Alden Ensemble. And we're going to have a discussion about our book. And we've got a premiere of a local filmmaker, Luke Boyce, at Shatterglass Studio, is doing a documentary on the Art.
Wonderful.
It's called The Art Lives.
The Art Lives. So if people want to find this book, that you've done, the Art Theater playing movies for 100 years, where should they go and look for it?
Well, the book will certainly be available at the Art Theater. We have a website, which is www.cutheaterhistory.com. We'll be getting the books into local stores. We're still working that out, so the website will have that information. Think Art Theater and think cutheaterhistory.com. We're also on Facebook.
The name of the book is The Art Theater, Playing Movies for 100 Years. I'm talking to two of the authors, Perry C. Morris and Andre Wells. The other author is Joseph Muskin. Thank you guys for coming out here today.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Here and Now.